Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, here we go. Zolak and Bertrand, it's Hardy and Christian Arcan. How are you, Christian?
I'm great, Hardy. How are you? How you doing over there?
That's fine. I mean, it's good to see you. I didn't think you were going to be here today. Beetle was supposed to be here. He took a random day off.
I was going to be here anyway. It was going to be you, me, and Beetle, I think.
Is that right?
I was slotted in for today, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, because McCone couldn't be here.
Oh, is that right? Well, I was choice two behind McCone.
What? Dude, take it easy. You were fired like 2 weeks ago.
That's right,
okay?
I was.
I'm going to call you Phoenix. Beetle was like, oh, what's wrong with Arcan? I'm like, nothing. I mean, it's like they kicked him to the curb like 3 days ago, and it's now he's back. It's like, I guess he's a suitable replacement, you know?
Might as well. Did you notice that outcry, by the way?
The
public was upset about this.
Ha, ha, ha. There was a significant outcry.
There was.
And that is, I think the reasons are legion for why you are still here in the fold as a full-time member of the 98.5, the Sports Hub Air staff. But don't discount the outcry. The outcry was real, my friend.
It was. It was bigger than I was expecting. I'll put it that way.
Listeners and co-workers alike.
Right.
So, it's good to see you here, Christian.
It's good to be here.
I will not lie and say we have a lot to talk about today, but we have things that we will talk about. And
why do I have to sit over here, by the way? Do you have to sit there? Is that like your one good shot? Is that it for you? Like, because you're a handsome guy. You probably look good on all these stations. Why do I have to be all the way over here?
He's not wrong so far. I'll stop him when he makes an incorrect statement. No, here's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
In the mornings, Wallach is over there because, you know, he's a bird and he nests, and that's, you know, he's got to be in that position. Normally, Wallach and I and Jim Murray, we all sit in that same position.
Right.
So in order to make things safer, we are not only socially distancing, as you and I are, by quite a distance here,
mm-hmm.
but no one is sharing the same position throughout the day on the air. So I sit here because Wallach sits there. Later on, when Felger or Maz or whoever's here today, they will sit in one of these two positions, and then Murray will be back. So we all share different spots.
Gotcha.
We just haven't had two people in here on the midday show. How long? How long has it been since we had two? Well, Zoe and I did it from studio one time maybe, when there were two people in here on the midday show.
Not everyone who's scheduled to be on the show in studio.
Right. It's been months.
Yeah.
4 months.
Four months today.
Jesus.
So, yeah, we're figuring this out. So you get the big position over there, you know,
that's
which
right.
used to be just Fred's seat, but now it's a lot of people.
You get to pretend I'm running the show. Yeah, it's a just nice like, little thing.
Just like Fred does
with that, right.
with that huge board that he doesn't need, that he whined and kicked and screamed and held a tantrum over.
When I first started working here, do you remember this? I was watching you do the puppet show. I was watching you do the puppets. And I signed into Fred's computer, and he lost his mind. That was back in Brighton. That was me. That was all my fault.
Yeah.
And poor Tucker Silva took the brunt of it. Because I signed in on Tucker's name.
Great.
And Fred just was like, who the hell is Tucker Silva?
Right.
And then when he found out, no, it was actually Christian Arcand, it was, well, who the hell is Christian Arcand?
Yeah.
It was one of, you know, I still don't think he knows who I am.
Probably not.
Probably not. I think we met like twice.
I mean, in all fairness, though, so he doesn't listen to the night show, but he's on in the mornings. How often do you listen to the morning show?
Not often.
See?
I like the morning show. I wake up and it's over.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, nothing against you.
Right.
Just, you know, you guys literally are never here at the same time or even up when the other person is on the air. All right. So the Patriots released yesterday. Oh, by the way, Christian, just a quick thing of, you know, like what's happening on the show today. Bruce Arena from the New England Revolution will join us at 12:50.
All right.
They play tonight. The Revs are in action tonight. Not every MLS team has actually made it to the bubble and stayed in the bubble. The Revolution made it there. They've stayed there. They're playing tonight. So we will talk with Bruce Arena coming up here. And then we'll have this date and show history at 11:50. And we'll pepper in some baseball. You and Jones do a fair amount of baseball talk at night, correct?
Yeah, we do. I've been doing more with McCarthy lately. He's been in. Jones is on vacation. But yeah, we've discussed it. Jones wants to shrink the season down to nothing, basically. He wants it to be like a week-long season. And I think it's just a little too short. I think 60 games is not even really. It's like a spring training. But I'm glad it's coming back. You know, he doesn't want it back. I'm glad it's coming back.
All right, we're going to get to the Red Sox and things going on with them here. But we got to talk about Cam Newton first. The Patriots did a very unpatriot-like thing, in my estimation, releasing a video yesterday. Well, I mean, we'll listen to it. It really doesn't do the video justice, but we'll listen to it. It's only about 40, 45 seconds. The video itself is unbelievable.
Good video.
Oh my God.
Great video, actually.
The last shot of him doing the Superman rip, and he doesn't rip open a jersey and reveal a Patriots jersey. It's just as his hands go across, it morphs from a Panthers jersey into a Patriots jersey.
Yeah. It's like Michael Jackson when he turns into the cat at the end of the black or white video. That's what it looked like.
I'm going to have to think about that. Now, he turns into
he turns into like a panther. Remember that video? And then they had to chop it he smashed up a car, and they were like, oh, Michael Jackson, you can't do that. It's kind of like what happened in the Cam Newton video.
Is that black or white?
Isn't it? I think it was. I think it was a black or white video.
Yeah, just like the episode of violence in the middle of an otherwise, like, you know, positive message video. I thought that was Bad.
No, it wasn't Bad.
Martin Scorsese directed the video for Bad.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna fact check myself in real time here.
Okay. And I'm also confusing it with the cat eyes that he shows at the end of Thriller.
Yeah, it's black or white. It's at the very end. They cut it off. But, he just goes to town on himself and then turns into a panther. He smashes a car with a baseball bat, then turns into a panther and walks
away. A lot of self-gratification grabbing on top of on the roof of the car.
Yes.
And the windows break out. Yeah. How did we get there? Anyway.
Cam Newton with the jersey. Yeah.
The morph.
Right.
That's right. Then now I'm remembering it. He goes from a person into a cat, and then
Cam Newton goes from a panther to a Patriot.
It's not remotely the same.
A Carolina Panther.
Isn't this odd for the Patriots to do this?
Yes.
I mean, I can't remember the last time a player of this magnitude joined the team and they did such a rollout for it. I mean, and again, part of this is the age we live in. You know, if you go back to the first year that Randy Moss was here, well, you know, social media wasn't as much of a thing to where they could have easily put this thing together. And technology helps a lot in this stuff. Like, you know, somebody at KSP was able to put this together, or in the PR department, or whoever would do this. They probably could have done this from home, right? It's a great video, but it doesn't require, you know, days and weeks in the editing bay at a production studio to do this. So part of it is the ability to do it, but it's really more should we do this? Is this
pageantry of it? Yeah,
the pageant. Yes, the pomp and circumstance, or the or just the celebration of a singular player. Like I found it kind of jarring that the Patriots would do this for a guy who presumably is just one of three quarterbacks.
Right.
You know, that Arcand
battling it out for the quarterback position.
From a team standpoint, do you think they want it talked about, thought of, or treated as anything other than a situation where Cam Newton is here, he's one of three? Do they want to go anything beyond that?
I think they do. I don't think you make a video like that for a guy who's just going to be one of three quarterbacks trying out for the job.
Which blows my mind.
Yeah.
Wait a sec. What are you talking about? Jared Stidham. We've had people telling me for months how Jared Stidham is the second coming. And that if he isn't, Brian Hoyer, you know, one of the greatest veteran backups the world has ever seen. We're all set here. Until Cam Newton signed. And Cam Newton gets his own 43-second, like, Jerry Bruckheimer video produced for him. Here you go, pal. To me, this looks like Cam Newton is your quarterback for the New England Patriots. That's what that looks like.
Yeah, it looks like it's his job to lose, and it's going to take a lot for him to lose it, an injury or what have you. But they made the contract official yesterday, Hardy, so he must have passed the physical, right? That can't be a question now. Otherwise, they wouldn't have made this big announcement and rolled this video out. And that was really the only question, wasn't it? I mean, I still want to see what he looks like. I want to see him go out there and throw. I want to see him move around. Just see what Cam Newton looks like in a Patriots uniform and how much he's recovered from these injuries. But yeah, I would say that either it was some sort of falling out with Jared Stidham, or they got a look at Newton and thought, this guy's ready to go. This seems like the type of rollout video you have for a guy who's going to be your franchise quarterback, at least for the next season.
Yeah. And I wonder if this speaks to, like, not a move away from the way maybe a bit of a move away from the way things have been done in Foxborough for a long time, which, let's face it, along with every other team and teams in other sports and other leagues, is a healthy amount of BS.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to tell you what the obvious truth is. We are not going to say things that everyone else is saying. We're going to maintain this different message, and we are going to stay the course with this, that. I think people have grown weary of BS over the last 3 or 4 months. Yeah. How about we just tell it like it is? And this, to me, looks like the Patriots say, we're just going to tell it like it is. Cam Newton's here, and he's healthy enough to sign him. And if he's anything like he looks like in that hype video, then of course he's the starter. What are we doing?
Yeah.
We're, you know what? We all felt we've been lied to at, you know, by one side or the other, or both sides here over the last 4 months. You know, we're going to get lied to a hell of a lot more leading up to November again by anybody who's involved in this equation. People are tired. They're exhausted. They're exhausted from the BS. How about something? This, ironically, hype video, this seems real. This looks legit. This looks authentic. This looks like a mirror of what Patriots fans are thinking, not, well, we got three quarterbacks in camp, and, you know, it's an open competition to see who's going to come on.
Whoever looks the best will, whoever earns the job.
This to me looks like Cam Newton has the job, and it's his, and to borrow from you, it's his job to lose.
Yeah. And I would say this is the type of video that any other team in the NFL would have put out if they had signed Cam Newton, right? But it's weird to see the Patriots do it.
It's just weird.
They don't do that sort of thing. They don't do it with any players that they sign. I'm trying to think of the last big ticket free agent, and that's not that Cam Newton's a big ticket free agent. It didn't cost very much. He's a big name. But I don't know, Stephen Gilmore? Was there a big video rollout for Stephen Gilmore?
Stop
I don't remember
it.
One.
Stop
I don't remember
it.
That.
Stop
He's one
it.
Of the best players in the league. He wasn't when he got here. As a matter of fact, Cam Newton tore him up in that one game. But, yeah, you don't see that. You just don't. You don't see it for rookies. You don't see it for veterans. You don't see it for free agents, guys on the team. And they went and made one for Cam Newton. And, by the way, I know that Bill Belichick probably didn't have much to do with the making of that video, but I think we can maybe cast aside any problems the team might have with Newton doing the Superman thing. You can't really get mad at him now if you make a video of him doing it 100 times, right?
I wouldn't think so. And I also think, based on what's happened down there, what with, you know, the videotaping incident and all that. I think it's safe to say that, you know, that side of the team, you know, the guys putting the videos out and they're doing stuff on the production side, you know, essentially that's like the side of stuff we work on,
right?
Arcan, right? You know, just, you know, the media side of things. I don't know that they're doing this without the full blessing of the football operations side, right? It doesn't seem to me like they would be risking running afoul of the coaching staff and Bill Belichick right now based on what happened back and, you know, leading up to the fine and the draft picks. And to me, this seems like this got the blessing. Otherwise, they wouldn't have put it out.
They're on thin ice, I think, right?
Well, I don't know that they're on thin ice. I just don't think they're going to take any chances and they're going to go rogue with a video like this and not have it okayed by, you know, the guy who needs to okay things down there from a football operations standpoint. And while, you know, Jonathan and Robert were undoubtedly on board with it, what did Bill think? Well, I think it's safe to say it's got Bill's blessing or else they wouldn't have put it out there. So let's do this. Take your call, 617-779-0985. What do you make of that Cam Newton video? What does that video say to you as a Patriots fan? We'll also talk about whether or not he could indeed be not just the quarterback for this season, but the quarterback of the future. I'll tell you what Jake Glazer had to say about that as we continue. Zolak and Bertrand, it's Hardy and Arcan on today here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, we have a, I don't know if it's a correction, it's just, it's DJ Franchise on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He says, it was not the Michael Jackson video, Black or White, when he gets up on top of the car and flips out at the end. It was The Way You Make Me Feel at the end when MJ turns into a panther after destroying the car. Black or White ended with the multicultural face flipping face match thing, which
I remember that
too. So him jumping around on the car, and again, I am with you, Ark, and I remember it. It didn't seem to fit the video, so that would still work with The Way You Make Me Feel,
right? But he's wrong. DJ, whatever his name is, wrong. I'm looking at the Black or White Wikipedia page right now. Controversy was generated concerning the last 4 minutes of the original video. Jackson walks out of the studio as a panther, morphs into himself, walks outside to perform some of his most physically complicated dance techniques. The scene is also, he grabs himself, smashes the windows, destroys the car, and the violent and suggestive behavior was an interpretation of the animal instinct of a black panther. MTV and other music video networks removed the last 4 minutes from a subsequent broadcast. So that's, I mean, it's right there. It's on the Wikipedia page, DJ, whatever. It's, I'm telling you the truth. And why would it make more sense in The Way You Make Me Feel video?
It doesn't make sense in either video.
No, it doesn't.
But I'm looking at it right now. No, I'm watching the video for The Way You Make Me Feel, and there are like gangsters at the end of it. And he's in an alleyway and this like rundown car. And Now I'm very confused now. I'm very, very confused.
Hmm.
We need to get to the bottom of
this.
We'll
get to the bottom of this.
And if it takes the rest of the show, then we will do it. And were they just using the same set for multiple videos?
Maybe. Could be.
I understand what this guy on Twitter is saying. There's... again, the song, The Way You Make Me Feel, it's a very bouncy... You know, it's kind of like a shuffle rhythm. It's kind of lighthearted.
Yeah.
And here come what guys dressed appeared to be like as gang members, and then they start doing their chorus line dancing.
The Way You Make Me Feel came out in 87.
Yeah.
Black or White came out in the 90s, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Well, I mean, you'd know from the set and sort of what Michael Jackson looks like, and, you know, he looked different in every decade, so you could figure it out from that. I'm pretty sure I'm right. I'm pretty sure it was the Black or White video.
Scott and Rentham wants to chime in on this. Okay. Yes, Scott.
How you doing? Thanks for doing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Dibby, go ahead.
Yeah, I had a quick question. That the plastic stuff in the control room.
Yeah, there's a plastic divider now in between the two producers.
Finally.
The two producers.
What am I supposed to do that when I come back?
You're not supposed to do anything with it. You're not supposed to touch it. T-Bone, can you once again, for the people watching on simulcast point, you can barely see it. There it is. T-Bone is banging on that glass partition now, or plexiglass, mm-hmm. whatever it is. You can tell. He and Connolly, much safer now.
I love that video. The Way You Make Me Feel. I tell you what, Connolly, you're looking, man, you're more straight than that chair there, buddy. Move around a bit.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Can you guys do 4 hours on favorite characters in Netflix series? Because I'm addicted to Ricky and Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah. We can do that next week when you're back, Scott.
Let me do
that. Well, our kid loves him.
I love Trailer Park Boys, Zolak.
I'm myopia today. And if you see me with a Supso t-shirt of myopia, buy me a drink.
All right.
Timmy.
He's going to wear his Supso t-shirt to the myopia hunt.
So people know that it's him.
Yeah.
Right.
They'll love him. Wait till they get a load of him. They'll love him. People are trotting.
He wears his old jersey, you know?
People trotting by on their horses. I haven't watched Trailer Park Boys. I started a new Netflix series last night, though.
Which one?
Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh.
There's like 6 episodes in this new season. I watched the first one on Ray Rivera last night.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. Something happened to that guy.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Okay.
We do not know.
It's unsolved.
John and Franklin, you're on with Hardy and Arcan. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. A couple points on Cam Newton I'd like to make. I really liked the signing because it was obviously, low risk, high reward, very short money. I never once in my life thought that Stidham was going to be the guy. The guy's a fourth-round pick. He's a Jag, just another guy. And I thought this was going to be a painful season. Now this is shaping up to be very, very interesting. And a couple things I'd like to say about Newton. So the thing is, I have my doubts it's going to work because I don't think he's going to stay healthy, to be honest with you. I think the guy's really broken down. And I know he puts out these videos where he's all chiseled and stuff like that, but I think he takes the wrong type of hit. He's done. But, you know, I'm really hoping it works out. And, you know, it's kind of like a 1 year. Let's see if things work out, and then we can make it a long-term thing, and you can be our quarterback for the next 5 years so we can be relevant. You know, the thing I think that makes Newton special is he's like, you know, some of the other special quarterbacks like Brady, Manning, in the sense that he can make nothing out of nothings into somethings, if you know what I mean. And I just have my doubts he's going to stay healthy. And my biggest fear is that the Patriots kind of just turn into one of these, like, kind of mediocre, like, kind of stuck in mediocrity, like in the NBA when you're stuck kind of right in the middle and you can't draft that next guy. And I'm very concerned that that's going to happen with them, you know, because Newton won't be able to stay healthy and they're going to have to go to Stidham. And I just wanted your thoughts on that. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks. Obviously, health is the first thing you talk about when you talk about Cam Newton. So that's number one. Is he healthy now? I don't think they bring him on. I don't think they allow themselves to, you know, get so excited about it and start putting videos out there and all this if he's not healthy to begin with.
They don't make the contract official if he's not healthy to begin with. He at least has to pass the physical for that to happen.
Right. And then then there is the question, what happens when he starts playing? Is he going to try and play the game like we saw in his MVP season or even in 2018? Now, he had a couple of nagging injuries, right? But for the most part, this is a healthy guy. This is not an injury-prone guy.
Not until recently, yeah. He played 14 to 16 games every year of his career up until 2018.
Yeah, missed, I think, a total of 7 games out of the first, I forget the number, I want to say like 90 or 100 games. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, he had a pretty good rate of being on the field. Should something happen, and this was something that we talked about initially, and I've changed my opinion on a little bit based on things that I've read. Phil Perry had an excellent piece on this and some other stuff. My concern was they're going with Cam Newton. Cam Newton somehow gets dinged up. He can't play. Now we got to put Stidham in. How does Stidham run the same offense that Cam Newton has been out there running? Not as different as I thought they were going to be. And when Zoe was here and I asked him about it, I said, how many plays in, you know, offensive plays are going to be generated specifically for like Cam Newton and what he does as opposed to what the other guys do? And I thought he was going to say, you know, the playbook was going to be, oh, you know, like most of it is going to be right. geared toward one or the other. He's like, ah, maybe 30%. It's not that different, you know? And the real difference I think becomes both Stidham and Newton could do similar things when they're trying to, you know, as our caller just said, you know, create something out of nothing. Cam Newton at his full potential can create more. Stidham can create a little bit. He's a better running quarterback than I wanted to give him credit for. And I'm not going all the way back to high school like Phil Perry did in his mm-hmm. column, but he mentions, yeah, it's worthy of a mention, and it's worthy of a mention of the offense that he ran in college and the similarities to what Cam Newton did and the things that they could be called upon to do that are not, they're not polar opposites
right.
by any stretch of the imagination. They are more alike than I wanted to give them credit for.
Yeah, Newton and Brady, maybe you could say, are polar opposites in terms of their style of play, not yes. about how good they are, but their style is very different. Jared Stidham, it's hard to really know because we only saw him a little bit in the regular season. In the preseason, he moved around well. I wouldn't say he was, you know, taking off and running the way that Newton did in his prime, but we also don't know if we're getting that Cam Newton back. We don't know. We know he's a better athlete than Jared Stidham, I think. We all can agree on that, that Cam Newton is when he's healthy. We know he's healthy enough to pass the physical. Is he healthy enough to go out and play that game? I don't think that they were going to try and continue the Patriots offense that Tom Brady ran, no matter who the quarterback was. But I do think they're going to have to tailor some things to either Stidham or Newton, whoever it is. It's going to be Newton, it looks like, but they're going to have to tailor some things just to what he's good at and what his strengths are. And he has strengths that none of the other guys have.
But does it scare you that if Newton is the starter and he goes down, then they have to plug Stidham in? Is that a scary proposition for you just in terms of the offensive planning?
Not really. Not so much.
See, it scared me at first, but it doesn't scare me as much now.
Yeah, they can go back to the way things were. They can go and dumb it down for Jared Stidham if they have to. They've done that before. They did it for Matt Cassel, did it for Jimmy Garoppolo, did it for Jacoby Brissett. I know it was a smaller sample size than we're talking about here, hypothetically.
Like, but yeah, one game.
Right.
But, you know, just in terms of like how the offense is geared, no, it doesn't have to be all that different. They're going to give you different things, but you can use the same template. You can use the same plays. It's just, you know, Newton at his best is going to give you more than virtually any other quarterback out there, save for the likes of Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes is different just because he can throw from anywhere,
right.
too. That guy is... He got a nice contract. I don't know if you heard that this week.
Yeah.
He kind of,
almost as big as mine, yeah.
That story... They didn't fire him first, though.
No, they didn't. His agent got out ahead of him.
that Patrick Mahomes contract story kind of slid under the radar. I don't know if you guys talked about it at night at all.
No, we mentioned it.
Yeah. Gave it a passing mention. We had someone on hold that was going to tell us about the Michael Jackson video, but they're gone now. All right, headlines, and then we'll continue taking your calls on Cam Newton here, 617-779-0985. And someone who's just a big Arcan fan. I don't know if he wants to say anything else, but just sing your praises. So we'll talk to him next.
Perfect.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
There was by the way, it's Hardy and Christian Arcand here for Zolak and Bertrand. I remember when I was on BCN, there was, I think, a Marilyn Manson song that came out. And I decided that it was a ripoff of Michael Jackson's The Way You Make Me Feel. Do you remember which? And you were a rock DJ, Christian Arcan, way back in the day?
Yeah, well, sort of. But yeah, I remember Marilyn Manson had Tainted Love. He did a Tainted Love cover. I don't remember him doing a song that was a Michael Jackson song, though.
It wasn't a Michael Jackson song. I felt it was reminiscent of that. I can't remember what the song was now. Somebody will tell us. That's the great thing about this. Somebody will absolutely let us know. All right. 617-779-0985. Huh. What was it? T-Bone's no help to us on this.
Jeremy might know. Marilyn Manson, Jeremy? Was a Michael Jackson-inspired Marilyn Manson song? Anything? No, he doesn't know either.
I wasn't even inspired. It was just, it reminded me of Michael Jackson, The Way You Make Me Feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure it was Marilyn Manson. All right, let's go to Tim, who's a big Christian Arcan fan. I can't wait to hear all about it. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, Hottie, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
Hey, I just love that they brought Arcan back. He's the funniest bastard going. Him and Jones at night are the best. I enjoyed listening to them, and I'm glad they brought him back. And
thanks, Dad.
Hey, no problem, Val. And Hottie, you were doing yesterday with Beetle about people on TV.
Yeah.
You were talking about the show Ridiculous.
Ridiculousness.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you know that girl was a boy at one time?
Chanel Weska, I don't think that's true. I don't believe that's true.
I could have swore that I found it on Google. I don't know if you want to look or not, but...
I definitely want to look. I want to go down the rabbit hole of that, absolutely.
I think he's wrong about that. I think he is. Not that there's anything wrong with it. I
don't know if you guys ever heard a story about Jamie Lee Curtis, but...
I read it on Google. Shouldn't make fun of him. He has good taste in nighttime radio, at least.
He loves you. Yeah. You and Jones are one of the most underrated listens in this town,
Thanks.
Tell you. JP, North Providence, you're on with Hardy and Arcan. What's up, JP? What do you got on Cam Newton?
Hardy, I got two quick things first. First of all, I'm 60. I still don't know the lyrics to Keep Up with the Force, Don't Stop. Every time I sing it, it's a different lyric.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Arcan, I'm a little worried. You worked last night. You're working today.
Right.
Do we need a GoFundMe for you? Did they bring you back at a third salary? And after that game last night, Ortiz show up at your door this morning and say, how come you didn't know me? Now, I got a Cam Newton point. Bill Belichick knew that he had a great offensive line coming up this year. He knew everybody was going to be healthy. And when he signed Newton, I said, he knows that he's got a veteran line that's going to work versus that glass line last year that almost got Brady killed. Because I think he says to Newton, look, I got a strong offensive line. Come on board. So that's what I'm looking at as a kind of a conspiracy. I think the line's going to be strong, and they can block, they can run, and that's why he can bring Newton in to do both.
All right.
Well, couldn't do it last year. The offensive line was not good last year. It was a sieve, and it's mostly because of Marshall Newhouse and what was going on over there at left tackle, but David Andrews was out. I don't know if he's going to come back and play. If you were him, would you play right now? If you were David Andrews, you had a life-threatening condition last year, would you come back and play football now? I wouldn't if I was him. There's no way I would. And we'll see about Isaiah Wynn and the other guys on the other side of that line. Joe Tooney's here to stay, obviously, at least for this year. But I don't consider that necessarily a strength of this team. I think it can be, but if last year's an indication, it's not quite as strong and fortified as we all might think.
Yeah, I don't know what David Andrews' health status is other than... he's appears to be ready to go, but everything about this is about the underlying conditions and about what other risk are you going to be at for not only for you, but for for your family.
Right.
And this is one of the biggest changes, I think, at least that I feel has taken place, me personally, and I think other people feel this way too, is that over the last couple of weeks, as players have opted out, David Price said he's not going to do it, and other guys, my wife is pregnant, I'm not going to do it. There's no outcry. There's no like, oh, you big baby, get in there and play. especially for baseball.
Right.
It's like, what are we doing? 60 game season. And we're gonna go do this for what? You know, what is it really going to accomplish? People who want to sit out, and the NFL players who may have the option to opt out, as we're gonna get to later in the show here today. Is there anybody going to be really upset by this and say that, you know, they're doing themselves and their team and the fans a disservice? Or is everyone going to be on board with it and say, yeah, that's okay, I don't blame you?
I think everyone should be on board with it. The only player in any sport I saw any blowback for was Davis Bertans, the kid over there in Washington, who was like, well, I got my contract coming up. I don't really think I want to play. And everyone's like, oh, come on, you got to go play. And then everyone, Bradley Beal and all these other guys all to say, yeah, I'm not playing either. And no one had a problem with that. I think it's really just about how you present your decision. If you come out and say, hey, I'm worried about COVID, I don't want to be away from the family, I don't want this, I don't want that, it shouldn't matter. But it's the court of public opinion. Things matter sometimes that shouldn't matter. And I think that ultimately anyone who backs out, unless they have a really bad reason to be doing so, and I don't think contracts are a bad reason, no one's gonna give them a hard time. I don't think so either.
All right, we will continue here with your calls at 617-779-0985. We're going to get to what's happening with the Red Sox and their rotation. Also, big news from the Ivy League in terms of what they're going to do with their sports calendar in the fall. All coming up here at Zolak and Bertrand. It's Hardy and Christian Arcan on today here with you on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
And for everybody who's saying that Michael Jackson, The Way You Make Me Feel, is Marilyn Manson, Beautiful People, that's not it.
No.
I'm not convinced it's Marilyn Manson anymore. There was a song.
Oh.
BCN era. So sometime, and while I was at BCN, sometime between like 03, 04 up until 2009, identical drum beat to start the song, but I can't remember what it is. We don't have time to look for it right now, but it's not The Beautiful People. Between Arcan and me, you don't think we would have been able to come up with The Beautiful People? I mean, come on.
Could have figured that one out.
That one, we, please. And Arcan, you're absolutely right. It is Michael Jackson, Black or White. The video ends with that whole face mash thing and then takes a 180 to the Black Cat, leaving the studio. John Landis is in there. He's the, I guess, the director of the video, or at least, you know, pretending he's the director of the video. And then it goes into the Black Cat going out to the car, and Michael Jackson grabs himself repeatedly and destroys the car.
He like unzips himself too and then zips back up. That's part of the dance.
I
used to do that dance in my living room.
I did that for the
old peekaboo.
Yeah. They wanted us to do, I'm not gonna say it. First dance at my wedding, I did that too.
Nice.
617-779-0985. Let's go to Nick in Plymouth on Cam Newton. Go ahead, Nick. You're on with Hardy and Arcan. What's up?
Hey, guys. You just got it with the Michael Jackson, but I wanted to bring you back to that time. If you don't remember, that was the early 90s, and literally they simulcast that on like a bunch of different stations late at night. That was like that reveal of him and his kind of newer face and look. And that music video ended up being almost like 15 minutes long, where it was the first time he was publicly seen and the first song that came out for that Dangerous track. And then he followed it up with that Remember the Time song that started all
in Egypt with Eddie Murphy. Yes.
And yeah, so that was like, it was like when MTV started falling apart, and that, you know, they went all out to make these crazy videos, and they were putting them on prime time just to get people to buy albums and stuff. So if you remember that, like, for me it was like just that high school level, so I didn't know if you guys could go back to that time and remember that. But what I wanted to take on the Cam Newton thing was I just think that the biggest thing that if you look back at Cam's history, like he never had continuous receivers. Like he was there at the end of Steve Smith's era. He had, you know, Brandon LaFell. He had, you know, a bunch of people that were dependable, but they weren't there for a long time. They never kept them. And even like, what was his name? Kelvin Benjamin that came in and had like a great few years and then just fell off the map. Like it seemed like he could work with people that wanted to be able to give him the opportunity. And they were a wide range of, you know, wideouts, people inside like a slot. And then he also had some great running backs from D'Angelo Williams to Foster to even, you know, at the end there with Christian McCaffrey, who's getting the biggest contract and is probably one of the biggest, you know, selections for MVP right now because of his versatility. Like, I think they have so many opportunities to work with him, and he's not going to be stingy like Brady was. He's not going to make friends first and hope that they fall into the system. He has something to prove. He's going to work with anybody they give them.
Yeah, look, the weapon situation was going to be an issue, I think, for anybody who or for anybody who ends up being the quarterback for the Patriots. I mean, the fact that we are still wondering about the tight end position after 2 years now, Arcan, boggles my mind. And maybe they see the game going in a different direction. You know, things going in waves here. And, you know, tight ends were, you know, all the rage, and they're still an important part of the offense, obviously. But are they as important to teams across the board, across the league now, as they were, say, 4 or 5 years ago?
No, not across the board, I wouldn't say. Certain teams, I think, and the Panthers were one of them. That was a team that was very reliant on their tight end, and I think they had to be, because as the caller astutely pointed out, there was a lot of crappy wide receivers there in Carolina for a long time. Kelvin Benjamin had one or two good seasons, and then he ate himself right into Buffalo. Lately, they've made some good picks. DJ Moore, I really like. Curtis Samuel, I really like. But that was at the end of Cam Newton's tenure there, so he didn't get to maximize that. For the most part, it was guys like Devin Funchess and Ted Ginn and guys who blow. I mean, really, like, they wouldn't be in the top two, top three wide receivers on most teams. And Newton got what he got with him. In 2015, he did not have a big surrounding cast there. Brandon LaFell, that guy was a ancillary player here in New England, but Newton's been able to have some success. And I do say some success. He hasn't had a big, long, successful career. Only three of his seasons have been winning seasons, but one of them was Rookie of the Year, one of them was an MVP, and he made it to a Super Bowl. So, yeah, he's shown that he can work with lesser weapons. I think he'll have probably maybe a little bit worse off than he was in Carolina, just because Moore and Samuel, I think, are better than any two receivers that are on this team here in New England. But between Edelman and James White, those are guys you can dump off to, and Newton needs that, and he's got it here.
Yeah. If they decide that that's the direction they want to go with him, and look, call me, you know, silly for, and I'm not an Bill We Trust guy across the board, but I do have a fair amount of faith in Belichick and McDaniels to be able to look at Cam Newton, what he is capable of, you know, like this year, not 2015 Cam Newton, not pre-injury 2018 Cam Newton, August of 2020 Cam Newton. What is he capable of? What do we have? And making the best out of that mixture. I you know, every team, every fan of every team says, I wish they had a little bit more. I wish they had this one piece. I wish they had this one guy. But they've got what they got at this point. Eric in Winthrop. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. Before I get to my point, can I just say that the two of you make for a very pleasant show?
Oh, well, that's going to be our positioning statement for this show, should it ever happen again.
Yeah.
Hardy and Arcan, they're very pleasant.
Very pleasant.
Very pleasant.
Well, I wish the same could be said about me. I don't think they're going to have to tailor the offense at all, because the differences between Stidham and Newton, they show up after a play breaks down. Like, they never start out like wanting him to run for 60 yards.
No, but they do RPOs and stuff like that. I mean, they'll give him the option to pitch it or run or throw or whatever he wants to do, which is not necessarily something you can do with just any quarterback.
And that's the thing with Newton, and I've heard, you know, some informed football minds say that on something like an RPO, it's like, we know it's an option, but he's got his mind made up before the ball is snapped. Like, he knows which option he's going with, which is not the way the play is supposed to work. So I don't know if you call that a knock. When it works and it's successful, it's great. But I think there's probably something to be done there in terms of the strategy and the coaching and the player and getting all on the same page and saying, look, we're getting you the option here. Let's do everything we can to make sure it is a real option up until you decide. And it may only be a split second, but don't decide before you snap the ball unless you read something in the defense that tells you absolutely 100% this is the way it should go. Let me tell you something, Graham and Quincy. Before you tell me what the song is, it's not The Dope Show. It's not Beautiful People. I think there's a Marilyn Manson song that sounds like the beginning of Michael Jackson, The Way You Make Me Feel, but it's not an obvious one. So, Graham?
This one's a little different, but it's the Red Hot Chili Peppers at Danny, California.
No.
And in 1997, Less Than Jake, a third-generation ska band, had a song called Dope Man. And the same drum beat begins both songs. It's identical. Less Than Jake's a little more obscure, but
you think?
Also,
you think going deep album track on Less Than Jake is going a little more obscure?
I like Less Than Jake.
She's gonna break soon. One of my favorite songs.
Pretty good song.
Oh, it's a great. Oh, the horn. You got to do the horn version though. T-Bone, can we bump back? But you've got time to find it here. 90 seconds after Arcan's Hub headlines here, Less Than Jake, She's Gonna Break Soon. Can we bump back? And it's a cold vocal start, so we're gonna love it. It's gonna work, okay? You're gonna have to trust me on this one. So you have that to look forward to.
Is that Gunna with an O or U?
Can't wait for Louth to be back. You know, and I hate Jim Louth. I can't wait for him to be back. That's how much more I hate T-Bone.
It's with an O. I figured it out myself. Thanks for your help.
The Ivy League has canceled all fall sports. All fall sports. You know what could be next? A big high school program in one of these United States. We'll tell you which one. We'll talk about the ramifications and continue taking your calls. 617-779-0985.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.